Jacob, you are still with us, right?
And we're going to go ahead and zoom in. I'm going to figure out how to do this stream deck. Jacob, boom, we're going to zoom in. Where are we zooming to today? I never know where everyone's at. They're all over the world. Where are you at, Jacob?
Prague.
You're in Prague? Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful, beautiful city.
It's like 11 a.m., so I'm fine. I don't know how you are, but I'm pretty good.
Well, take it away. It's all you. I'll see everyone later.
Today, yes, I'm going to show you the PeachPy compiler and some advanced interoperability features. So features on how you can integrate C# or any kind of .NET project with a PHP, which is pretty cool and gives you a lot of options on how you can improve or extend existing PHP projects or extend existing C# projects with a little bit of PHP. So let me start with a short introduction about PeachPy. It's like an entire platform. It contains a compiler, which is based on Roslyn. So there is an entire code analysis project that takes a bunch of PHP files and analyzes it and creates all the trees and semantic trees and outputs the DLL file. There is an entire runtime that supports the compiled PHP programs. And there are also a bunch of libraries that simulates or re-implements all the PHP stuff, like all the PHP extensions and so on. So to make it more a little bit more clear, and I promise this is the only animation we have in this presentation. The compiler takes all of the PHP code. It can be a really huge project, like I will show you after a few minutes. And it also references any assembly, any .NET reference you can have, and creates a .NET standard assembly, which is portable, managed, and also, it's sourceless. You don't have the original PHP source code in the resulting DLL file, which gives you a few more other options on how you can distribute your PHP applications, for example. Anyways, let's move on to the first demonstration to make it more clear. It's a simple console application. So let me switch to Visual Studio Code. And in here, I have an empty folder. And we'll create a single PHP. Let's start with a single PHP file and fill this with something really simple, like hello world app. And what every .NET project needs is a project file. You can create it manually, you can use .NET templates, as I will show you later. In Visual Studio Code, we have a really small extension that adds a comment to the command palette. Yes, it's this one, which will create a project file for you. And there it is. And what we see is a PHP file and a project file containing like anything we are used to from C#, the output type property, the target framework is .NET Core App 2.0, some description, which is not necessary, but there's for instance, we are compiling files. It's .php files, all the files, and one addition we reference the NuGet package containing color. So this is really, you actually don't need any PHP, any web server. All other stuff is downloaded automatically when you first compile your project. So debugging and I for just launch it. You can see in Vosa debugging. Once, of course, do it again. You can see the difference. the .NET debugger, which means one great advantage of the entire project, because all the tooling, all the great tooling of the .NET can be used for the PHP apps as well. And we will show several other toolings during the presentation, like Visual Studio Diagnostics and so on. But for now, I would like to demonstrate the interoperability features. So if you write a really small piece of code, like like a general hello world, some function, so we'll see. So we'll see how it works. Array as value, and write this, I don't know, the value. And come on, do something. Okay, I lost mouse. Good. Hey. Okay, I think I've just lost my keyboard. Wait a minute. Can we have a second? Ah, better. Sorry, I just lost the keyboard. Anyways, let's write a simple hello world application in PHP, like hi. And run it in a usual way. And what's great about the project, as I showed you before, is yes, you can debug the application as any other .NET application, but you can also use all the .NET stuff. You can implicitly, you get all the references to all the .NET standard runtime and packages and anything you specify in your project file as a package reference or as a project reference, and or any other reference to a DLL file. So I can write something without any other configuration, something like maybe system date time, and using the PHP syntax, I can print get a current time, convert it to string, and concatenate using the PHP syntax, and run the project by hitting F5. And just continue, and you'll see it's seamlessly integrated with all the .NET goodies. So what's the result of this compilation? As you are used to from any other C# project, there is the bin folder with debug and netcore app, and there is a DLL file and PDB file for debugging features. And we can look at the DLL file using some decompiler like IlSpy, for example. So if we open the DLL file in IlSpy like this. Yeah, you'll see there's a bunch of weird methods. It's because they are meant to not be accessible. But there's also the function we've written, and you can see in the IlSpy there's a regular call to the datetime function. So it's seamlessly integrated with no overhead at all. So you can write these C-sharp PHP hybrids like all together without any overhead. There's also a bunch of other runtime stuff that are generated by compiler. But everything works as one, as any other .NET language. So let me, it's just for a quick info. Let me show you some more interesting topic, web application. In here, we can create a regular PHP web application, PHP website, without having a web server or having a PHP on your machine, because we have ASP.NET Core and it's built in Kestrel web server. So we can create a C# project that will target PHP and run its own web server. It can run on command line, on IIS Express or IIS, on Azure or anything you are used to. So we start with an empty folder again. And for this purpose, we have prepared a set of templates. If we browse to our project website, there's already prepared command for it. So using this command, .NET new dash I PHPy templates, we can install .NET templates to your .NET installation. So if you run the command, it will download NuGet packages, our templates. And there's one template that creates an ASP.NET Core website with some PHP already. So .NET new web, but the language is PHP. You can write it like that. And you'll see it creates two projects, a server and a website. Website is a PHP project with the project file we've shown before. And the server is a regular Kestrel web server hosting our project. We configure some sessions. Nope. We configure anything needed for running the project. But there's one additional line which gives you the option to take all the scripts from the compiled.dll file and run it as a part of the ASP.NET Core pipeline. So if you build the project for the first time, it downloads all the dependencies. So these warnings will disappear, and you can put a breakpoint into the PHP code, and we can check some more advanced interoperability features we can make use with the PHPy project. Like in here, it's all working, so we can start a project as usual. Run it using the .NET Core configuration. Why? I don't want to launch the browser. Let's run the project. And it runs on port 504. Yep. So ASP.NET Core started, initialized the pipeline, and requested our request handler that is part of the runtime of the PHPy, and passed the request to the compiled PHP file. And now we can debug the PHP file as we've shown before. Continue, and you see on your ASP.NET Core server a message from PHP code. Let's make it more interesting. Like we can, for example, create a class, but we can create a class in a C# project. Let's imagine we have already some C# library, or let's call it class library one, and create an initial project in here using .NET new how you call class slip, I guess. So let's have a C# project with a class. And what we can do now, we can reference this C# project from a PHP project. So we can add regular project reference from the website, which is PHP project, to the C# project. It's class library one, come on, /CSPro. And why would I do that? It's because I can use this .NET classes in my PHP file. So in this way, imagine you have a huge PHP code consisting of thousands and thousands of files, which is not unusual. And you can slowly replace them. You can slowly replace PHP classes with .NET classes. For example, you are migrating your PHP project to .NET, and you would like to gain some performance. So you just remove the class from PHP project and rewrite it in C#. And the PHP code will look the same. So if we have a constructor, for example, in C#, and I create in PHP class library one slash, I guess it's called class one. We can instantiate the objects as before without any difference, but the class was rewritten in C#. So in this way, we can keep the old PHP code and slowly rewrite pieces of it into C#. And if you run the project, let's make it more interesting. Let's make a function, for example. So foo. Yellow from C#. Nice. And foo. And if you run the project, it will seamlessly integrate with .NET, with my .NET project. Where is it? Somewhere in here. Oh, it's running. So if you request the page again, the breakpoint hits our creation of the .NET project. Okay, I see. Well, you cannot be now. I didn't recompile the project. One more time. Oh, one. There's missing a number. That's why. Let's run it again. And let's put some breakpoints so we see something is happening. Okay. Now we are on PHP, and it seamlessly stepped into the C#. So if we take closer look on the call stack, we are on one stack frame, we are on PHP, and then we are in C#, like with no overhead at all. And the same with calling the function foo. But integration gives us more features, like all the types are converted between PHP and C#, as you would expect. So if we have something like nullable type in C#, E, let's call it I, and we pass null, for example, in PHP, it gets automatically converted. But we can go one more step further. Because thanks to the integration and thanks to the interoperability features, we can extend C# classes in PHP and also PHP classes in C#. So if you write something like my class, which extends this C# class, it would all work. It would also all work, and also with function overriding and anything you would expect. And also, we can write more integration features and make use of all the .NET features you like, for example, but you don't have in PHP. For example, in PHP, they don't have a delegate. They don't have an option how to wrap something in something as a delegate. They don't have type for it. They have something like closure or classes that have magic methods like underscore invoke or underscore call. But in C# we are used to write delegates. So if I would have something like a function that will return a delegate taking in and returning string, what to do, for example, and it will return this function doing something like converting the number to string in this notation, and it's fully typed. That's the reason why would I do that. PHP doesn't have fully typed anonymous methods, but C# does, and I would prefer to have my code fully typed. So that's why I would write it in C# instead. Now you can do the same in in PHP. You can take your what to do method, and you can just call it with 1, 2, 3. But now it's strongly typed, and you cannot do a mistake. So let's run it again. Yep. Now it's running. So if you refresh the page, we are in here in the calling of foo. It writes something. Now it asks my C# method what to do, and I will return an animal strongly typed method to the PHP, and then I will call it from the PHP code. So all this integration, all this interoperability features works like seamlessly. You don't have to do anything. You just write the code as you would expect it, and you can treat the PHP code as you are used to. So I wanted to show you all this because we want to show you something bigger, something in real Visual Studio, for example. And we need a few more things. We need to realize there is a bunch of libraries and a bunch of runtime stuff in the PeachPy project. So there's a lot of features implemented in the project already. And also, we have to realize that the PHP code behaves like any other C# project. So we can do things, for example, like, yeah, we can, since we have this class in the website project, we would like to share it with others. And it is a good experience. It is a good to do to wrap your libraries into NuGet packages. So once we have this class in here, we can do things like .NET pack. And yeah, it doesn't have a version. And it creates, as expected, a NuGet package containing your PHP compiled code without PHP sources. And you can take this NuGet package, which you can reveal in Explorer and open it. We can take this NuGet package, push it on your NuGet feed, NuGet.org or something like that, and share it with your team or with others. And all it contains is a DLL file with the compiled PHP code and the specification of the NuGet package, which you can alter in the MS Build project file as you are used to. And this is a great way of sharing bigger libraries written in PHP or in another language. And I'm showing you this because now let's make a move to Visual Studio and demonstrate Eraser and PHP. so we can get closer to the final demonstration, which will be after that. Imagine you have a few more files in your PHP project, for example, and you would like to write a new website in C#. Let's say you have really old PHP project and all the components, all the parts of your website are already written in your PHP project. And now you are writing this new ASP.NET Core MVC application. And you would like to, of course, make use of the already written code, because in this way you can slowly create a new project and reuse existing pieces of code. You don't have to rewrite everything from scratch and wait, for example, a year or two to make the new project working. So in this demonstration, we have three projects. I've prepared a PHP library, a PHP project as you see before. And what it does, yes, there's a small PHP code. And then there is a C# project, regular one with regular Kestrel web server, with some index razor page. And what we do here, we'd like to take this existing PHP code and render it as a component on the razor page. And for this purpose, we can do it as before. We just create a PHP project, we create an MVC application, but there's an extension to the HTML object, which usually renders things like action link, checkbox, and so on. And there's an extension called PHP. And you can literally take your name of your PHP file, put it as an argument to this PHP extension, and make the runtime to render your PHP, your compiled PHP code at this point. So if you run this project as a command line, it will again compile all the PHP stuff, compile C# stuff, create the views, and so on. Let's put a breakpoint in here. And let's put a breakpoint also in here. Yeah, it's already there. So now you see we are debugging the Razor page, and it seamlessly transfer to the PHP code. And now we are rendering the PHP code. It's all asynchronous, so that's why you don't see the Razor on the call stack. And that's like it. That's everything you have to do. You can debug it, continue, and in the result you see a part of code from Razor and part of code from PHP. If you take a look on the source code, it's all a single HTML code. There are no frames or JavaScript or anything. It's like one piece of code. So nobody will ever know. Or nobody will ever notice there is some PHP on this Razor page. And you can do the font size, sure, like this. No problem. So we can do this. We can do this in another way as well. We can render a Razor partial view in a PHP code, which is pretty much the same, but written in PHP. I guess it's in this file. Yes, it's in this file. There's the same extension for PHP code already written. And as you can see, we can write something like HTML and partial and type name of your partial view, which I have in here. we can also pass a model. It can be a C# object, or it can be a PHP object as well. So in this demonstration, we have class user as a PHP class. We pass it as a model for this partial razor view, and the partial razor view is stating it's accepting this user. So for in the view of the C# project, it's a regular .NET class. If we navigate to the definition, it generates something from metadata, but it's actually contained in the generated PHP library. So it doesn't care actually. I did implement the model in a PHP object. So let's start this project and see what happens. Yep. So running, it hits the breakpoint in PHP code. And if you put a breakpoint in here, you can see it transfers the execution to the razor partial view. Another call stack, you can see now we are in PHP, it does a bunch of stuff, and then it continues in the razor view. It renders the razor thing and goes back to the PHP code. And in the result, there is your razor partial view rendered in a PHP page that was compiled into .NET. So that's how you can reuse existing stuff from MVC application or from old PHP application in other projects that are on a different platform, for example. And I was showing this for another purpose, because what's great about the project, it handles a larger projects than two or three PHP files. And we showed it before, but now we can all make it working like together with Razor and all the other stuff. And that's a bigger web application. And we've chosen a WordPress for this demonstration. So in this demonstration, we take the entire sources of WordPress, just pack it into NMS build project file, and we create a NuGet package from the entire WordPress. And we use this NuGet package in the MVC application, in the ASP.NET Core application, without configuring any web server or without installing any PHP or anything like this. So let's go back to Visual Studio Code. And I have something like, yes, it's SDK, don't say. And in here we have a bunch of projects. One of them is WordPress folder, and it contains the entire sources of the WordPress applications, or the WordPress application. And you don't have to actually take a look on the sources. The important thing is the project file. So we stated target framework for the WordPress application is .NET Standard 2.0. We've prepared some property in here. Like in other C# projects, we have no warn properties, so we can ignore some warnings, because actually PHP applications are full of issues, full of warnings, full of errors, and some of them are just not that important that I would like to care about. So for example, this one is about putting mandatory parameters after optional parameters, which is okay in PHP. In .NET, you cannot do that. So the compiler shows you the warning, but for this demonstration, we are ignoring it. Also, we are compiling all the PHP files, except for some of them. And we are including some content files like pictures and JavaScript files and CSS files into the NuGet package. This is very important, because if you create a NuGet package with the content files, then you don't have to do anything. You have a NuGet package with WordPress and all its content right where you need it. And that's it. The rest is the same like before, with the one exception. We have a SDK project, which adds few more features to the WordPress. And the SDK project is here, and it defines some interfaces that are not needed, but it also makes it extensible for our helper project, that provides an extension method called use WordPress. So if you write this use WordPress method, if you call this use WordPress method in your ASP.NET Core application, it does a bunch of stuff like loading the WordPress into the ASP.NET Core pipeline, and also it enables, for example, ASP.NET Core response caching, which is pretty cool because everyone who ever configured the WordPress site knows you have to enable some caching plugins like WP Supercache or anything like this, which is not needed now because we have .NET Core and we have this response caching middleware. So there's also a small application to test the WordPress and to run it on Kestrel. So as you can see, it's a regular Kestrel site calling the use WordPress. So let's run this little sample. If you press something like F5, I guess. Yep. It compiles the entire WordPress, which takes a few seconds. And and outputs a bunch of warnings, like thousands of them. A lot of them are because of the unreachable code detected. Because in PHP, can I open it? Yes, I can open it. Because in PHP, they like to make conditions like if function exists, do this, and if class exists, do that. And the compiler knows the function exists, so it makes a lot of code unreachable, and it outputs you a warning for this. Anyways, now we are configuring a pipeline and stepping into the WordPress, and we are doing a bunch of stuff like we are reading WordPress configuration from app settings.json file. Because in WordPress, to configure our database or other things, you have to modify a source PHP file. And we don't like that, so we've replaced it with appsettings.json. So we load the configuration from appsettings.json. And then we configure the WordPress using the settings file instead of modifying the source PHP file. We also enable the response caching middleware. And the SDK also enables the short URL rewriting. So in WordPress, you have these short URLs, which doesn't refer to actual PHP files, but instead they have to be parsed and passed to index.php. So in here, we configure the short URL rule using the ASP.NET Core middleware. We pass the middleware to the PHP runtime, which will handle requests and pass them to compiled source files, and also middleware for static files. So all the JavaScript, CSS files, and images will be handled as well. So let's continue. I've already started MySQL database, which is the most advanced topic of running WordPress on .NET actually. So I already have MySQL database, and yeah, it's running. So we can, I guess I've configured it on port 5004. So if we open the browser, not DS, in here, it does some jittering, and here it is. Yes, that was not that slow. And in here we have the entire application running on .NET. So you see a bunch of debugging stuff. You can of course put breakpoints in the PHP code somewhere interesting, like settings. Okay, somewhere in here. So you can put breakpoints in the PHP code and do whatever you are used to from the debugging application. Yes. But this is something we have shown like a year ago. And What's nice about this approach is compiling the WordPress or compiling the PHP application with this property called generate package on build. Yes, means it creates me a NuGet package from this project file, and here we have one created from the WordPress. It's about 8 megabytes. 8 megabytes large. It contains the entire WordPress with the content files. So whenever I reference this NuGet package from my C# application, I get all the content files as well. And in lib folder, there's this compiled WordPress, including the XML documentation file, which is generated from the PHP documentation comments from the WordPress itself. So we call this package pitchpyte.wordpress, and we can use this package to run our new WordPress site without having any WordPress or without having any PHP files in my project, actually. So for these purposes, I've prepared a really small application on Kestrel, and that's this one. So there's the application with no PHP files at all. There's just one reference to that PitchPyte WordPress NuGet package, and the rest is handled by .NET build system itself. So we call this use WordPress to install the WordPress into the request handler pipeline. And with few plugins that I will show later. But important thing is there is no PHP code at all. We reference the PHP code from the NuGet package, and we can put breakpoint as usual and run the application. Yep. So in here we cannot step into because it's compiled in the NuGet package. But you run it as usual, and we will see the same as before because we are running the same NuGet package as we've created before. But why would I do that? Why would I compile the WordPress to the .NET? There are a few reasons. Like as I shown before, we can install this response caching mechanism that like boosts performance of the WordPress site. So if we log out and go back to the site, the response time to make a request to the site is about 2 milliseconds because it just hits the ASP.NET Core response caching middleware and gets me the output immediately. What I can do as well is extend the WordPress with C#. So if I have some components, some packages in C# or as a NuGet package, and I don't have them in PHP, I can extend WordPress in C# using these components. For example, in here, there's an additional widget in my dashboard that is actually written in C# as a Razor partial view. So we can use the same mechanism as I showed in the demonstration before to render Razor into widgets of the WordPress. And again, the WordPress source code was not modified at all, so the PHP code doesn't know it's coming from .NET. It's using the same syntaxes and same everything as it's used to, but it can be extended with the C# in this way using the compiler. Another cool feature is I can write various plugins and shortcodes and have these app settings different for development and for production, which is something, again, which is not in the WordPress as it is in PHP. And if you take a closer look on the output of the project file, if you compile the project, there is no source files of the original WordPress. So that handles a lot of attacks to WordPress sites by modifying the source code, which is now like not possible. You can of course disable modifications of the PHP files on your web server, but in here it's coming as a single compiled WordPress site, which you can also test automatically on your DevOps, Azure DevOps. It's called now Azure DevOps, I guess. On your DevOps platform to check the integrity of all the plugins and everything, and deploy just the compiled, fully working, tested application to your website. And also, as I was talking about the other toolings, you can take use of the diagnostic window of Visual Studio, which I really like because it reveals me a lot of memory issues, lot of exceptions, lot of CPU leaks, and all the other issues I can have. So in here, when I'm browsing through the site and without the response caching, because the response caching is disabled when I'm logged in, you can see the CPU is merely doing something. It's just a little peak and nothing else. And also I can profile the application and see all the stuff I'm used to, because it's very good practice to profile your application before you go to production, as well, of course. And yes, that's it. I made it in 45 minutes, so that's actually everything I wanted to demonstrate in this presentation. But I guess I have a few more seconds. I can show you one more use of the .NET. I've prepared a little project in Visual Studio, written in PHP code. And as you can see, it uses a Xamarin framework. So let me connect my phone somewhere into here. And where is it? And in the last few seconds, let me show you how the .NET is powerful for various reasons. You saw we can integrate PHP and .NET and all the stuff. But .NET provides you much more. .NET provides you better performance. You can publish your project to various devices, to Linux, macOS, Windows, and everything. You can of course make your application ultra portable. And once you connect your phone to Visual Studio, you see it appears in the top menu, and you can just run any .NET project using the Xamarin framework on your mobile device. And I have an Android device in here, and as you know, .NET doesn't see a difference between languages. Once the language is compiled to .NET, you can do whatever you want with it. So what PeachPie allows you to do is like write an application for your mobile phone as well. So let it compile, deploying, building, installing targets, doing some strong signatures, and deploying the DLL files to the phone, starting debugging, yes. Oh, and it's running. So in here we have a little planet written in PHP running on Android device, which gives one more use case for the PHP language. I guess it would work for Apple and Windows Phone as well, but I'm okay with Android. So that's it. I think I made it in 47 minutes. It's great. Thanks. So if you have any questions, I'm here and I'll be glad to answer. If someone's listening at 2 a.m., of course.
Hey, Jacob, that's awesome stuff. We do have a couple questions in the chat room.
Sure.
So we have some folks that were asking, does everybody get that performance bump when they drop in and they start using Razor pages with PHP?
Well, as you know, Razor pages are compiled to .NET, so Razor pages are strongly typed, and they can be written much more performant than PHP, and there is no performance drop because it's actually doing like nothing. It's just calling the Razor partial view PHP code. There is nothing performant it does. So there is no performance drop.
So you get great performance when you're using Razor with PHP. And there's also some questions here for folks that are just visiting a WordPress app, not an admin user, but if folks are just browsing to WordPress, do they also see that great performance coming through?
That's mostly because of the ASP.NET Core response caching middleware. Because locally we have response in 2 milliseconds, which is great. So users will definitely notice the difference. But of course, if you configure another caching mechanism on your Apache web server or anywhere else, the result will be pretty much the same. But in here, it's shorter, cleaner, and much more configurable than usual approaches.
Cool. And one last question. Our friend Ancient Coder here in the chat room is asking, WordPress has had major security attacks. How does your implementation of Peach Pie with WordPress affect that security story?
Oh, that's a good question. As you see, the WordPress is entirely compiled, so you don't have any source files on our web server. So any attacks on the sources are like not possible at all. Also, there is this ASP.NET Core pipeline and your Azure web server, which catches a lot of attacks. And we've actually saw a lot of attacks on bugs in PHP. And since you don't have any PHP on your web server, these attacks are also not possible. So there are a lot of improvements and issues that are now in PHP, like overruns or similar, are simply not possible because .NET will rather crash than allows you to modify an unsafe memory. So a lot of attacks that are targeting PHP bugs are simply not possible with the compiled. That's it.
Cool. And last question that I have here, I want to make sure I touch on. For folks that are browsing to a Peach Pie enabled website, is there an initial download that those folks see? Peach Pie runs completely on the server, right?
Yes. Peach Pie is like a compiler and runtime on the server, so they don't notice. The only way how they can notice is to reveal the response headers of the web server, and they would notice there is X powered by header with value of Peach Pie. So that's the only way how they can notice, but there is no downloading, there is no initial download at all. And so no, they won't notice.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Jacob. A number of the folks here in the chat room are pointing out that I've been doing a little bit of work with Peach Pie on my channel. I know you've seen some of the stuff that I'm doing over there. So really great stuff. I can't wait to go a little bit further exploring Peach Pie on my own. And it sounds like a couple of the folks here in the chat room are excited to give it a try with PHP on their own. So thank you so much.
Yeah, just think about putting all the goodness and bringing it together with all the goodness of the PHP components.
Oh my gosh,
awesome.
Yes.
It's crazy.
So thanks so much. We'll catch you later, and we're going to start getting ready for our next presentation. But in the meantime, we've got some quick words on Vue and Webpack. Catch you later, Jacob.
Thanks. Bye.